Welcome to Talk Impact Radio. That's happening from 6 to 6:30 right here on a Tuesday. And today we're talking about all things marriage, as what we've done for the last 5 weeks. My name is Kosi Dankomise, and we're joined by Pastors AJ and Sinead Sutton, pastors at Dr. Deo. And they've been journeying for us for the last 5 weeks, with three more to go for this 8-week journey talking about marriage, putting our marriage into service, as what they said at the start of all of this. And we continue that very discussion. Good evening, guys. It's good to have you back.
Awesome.
Hi, Kosi. It's always good to be here.
Yes, it's great to be with you again. And I think the past few weeks we've looked at there was a certain golden thread throughout the past few weeks, and it was really to give us tools to manage when life happens in marriage, and what we need to do, what we don't need to do. Last week we looked at conflict management. What do we say? What don't we say? And tonight we want to shift gears a bit and just change sort of the golden thread to something more proactive, because I think it's so important for us to be proactive in our marriage. So before life happens, what do we put in place with regards to that?
Yes, I'm excited about tonight's discussion, because we're going to talk about something that is so needed in every relationship, but it's sometimes so hard to put in as part of the relationship, and it's all connected to time, spending time together. And we all know the saying, we don't have time. Time is no one's friend. Especially when you're in a marriage and you have children and life is happening, time is always a difficult thing to manage. But it's so important to spend time together. And there's this saying that I love that says, a couple that prays together stays together, but a couple that plays together also stays together. It's so important to spend time together, but to make it fun. I think we can so easily fall into rhythms and mediocrity and just go through the motions of things and forget to spend time together, but to make it fun, to have fun together, to enjoy being together, to enjoy doing things together. And the question that just comes to mind when I was thinking about this again, I just asked myself, is AJ still my best friend? Is he still my person? Is he still the person that I want to have fun with, that makes life more interesting, more adventurous, more exciting? And I think that is sometimes the thing that gets lost in marriages, that we don't know how to spend time together because we don't have time. And when we get time, we struggle to have fun together. We don't laugh together anymore, and we don't enjoy things together anymore.
Yes, I think it's so easy for couples to get to a place where they just live together and they're not doing life together. And I think that's something that we need to protect in our marriages. And when we talk about being proactive, that is part of that. Because yes, it's great marriage investment and invest as much as you can in your marriage and go to courses, go to seminars, whatever it may take.
Yeah.
But it's just as important just to go and have fun
together.
Because, I mean, we hear so many couples, or when I say, listen, okay, great, you can have fun for a weekend. If we are at a place, or if I'm at a place where I think, okay, great, I can have fun, how can I get away from my spouse? I mean, there's...
How can I take a break from this woman?
Yes. I think if that's your first reaction, I think there's questions that need to be asked.
Yes.
With regards to that. Because, look, I'm all for it. We need to spend time alone away from each other.
Apart, yes.
But the first instinct, my first thing must be, listen, what can I do with my spouse so that we can have fun together with the kids, etc.?
How can we recharge together? And I think tonight we want to hear from our listeners, Khotsi. We want to hear, what does couples do? What do you do with your spouse that's fun? So on the WhatsApp line, if they can maybe tell us, what do you do with your spouse that's still fun?
I'm looking forward to hearing all those stories. So you heard the question. We want to find out from you, what is it that you do for fun as a married couple? Send send us a message on the WhatsApp line 0713640376. You know what you do to be able to de-stress and regroup and just fill each other's cups again. We would love to hear all about that as we continue the discussion this evening. It's Brandon Lake with Help on that one, and we're continuing the conversation tonight on the Marriage Talk segment we have on Impact 103, talking all things marriage. Specifically tonight, we're talking about fun in marriage, and the question we're asking you to send us a message on the WhatsApp line is, what do you do as a married couple for fun? What is it that you do together to go and actually have some fun?
Yes, so we want to give sort of three dynamics with regards to marriage, and as men and as women and together. Look, I'm sort of generalizing now, but in general, men likes to have what we like to call side to side fun. Okay, so it's we as men have this need to do stuff, either with other men or, but in this case, with our spouses. And I think there's so many times where that creates conflict, because, I mean, we'll get to the women's needs and what they generally look for with regards to fun. But side-to-side fun for men is generally very important. And I think it's important for us as men to realize that. And once again, we just spoke about it. It's great to have that with the guys and your buddies and
what time. Have you.
Yes.
Yeah. What like, you say it's oh well, my me time.
Yes, yeah. For you and to refill your tank. But when it comes to your marriage, that same need for fun is to do that. So ladies, here's the thing. If he invites you and asks you, listen, will you please come to the rugby with me? I've got two tickets, okay? And you're already thinking, no, there's a bunch, it's loud. We're not going to find parking. We're going to probably walk a kilometer. There's nothing to eat. We won't be able to talk. There's just once. Just humor him and go with, and just enjoy it, not for yourself, but for your marriage and for your spouse. And I think that's important, to find that side-to-side fun that you can have with each other.
Yes, I think with different personalities, there's different side-to-side funs. With AJ, I quickly realized it's all adventurous. Like AJ's side-to-side fun is the Saab tube race. It's getting on a bicycle. It's climbing a mountain. And it was not necessarily my personality, but as we grew in marriage, I realized this makes him so happy to have the side-to-side fun, to have his buddy next to him. We wouldn't even talk a word. All he would say is, climb higher, trap vinniger, stuff like that. And that would just be the time we spent together. But he was activated and really having fun with me. And that's some of our best memories. For women, it's a bit different. For women, we like what we call face-to-face time. We like to talk about things, really have that quality time. I want to tell you something. I love it to put some bath water in with bubbles and candles and ask AJ to come sit at the bath. And I just want to tell him about my day. Just tell him what's been happening. And that time is fun for me. Fun time is to go and drink coffee, have a coffee date and eat some cake, share a piece of cake together. Or to go and see a movie and afterwards eat something together. That face-to-face connection, connecting with my spouse and speaking to him and really doing what women actually also do to each other. I want to do with my best friend, with AJ. I want to tell him stuff. I want to hear what he thinks. I don't want him to solve my problems, but I really want him to be connected. So that's the two funds that women and men are different from. And I think there's a different fund that we're going to speak more about in a while, but it's a fund that both of us is supposed to really enjoy and like.
Yes, and that we'll get to that now, but it's belly to belly fun. But here's the thing, just with what Sunay just said, face to face, I think one thing that we learned as a couple is to not go to a place where sport is on any TV in the background when she wants face to face time. Because I mean, I'm just totally distracted. So
all men are. Yeah, all men are. Yeah. If Formula One is in the background, Khosi, you won't
happen.
Be able to listen
it's
to your.
It's not going
to
happen.
Yeah. Yeah. When rugby, cricket, swim, anything, I just not there. I'm alone.
Yeah. So for men, here's a tip. If you really want to tick her boxes, just get to a place where even if it's an old rugby match that you're watching. Or whatever it's you're busy with, just switch off the TV and say, come, let's talk. I mean, she feels you've sacrificed a lot. And
depends on how long you've probably married.
Sounds like I got a page from the wisdom book of AJ. Stick around. We're going to continue this discussion talking about ways to keep the fun going in marriage and how it helps the marriage. You want to make sure that you stick around for that. And of course, send us your messages on the WhatsApp line. That number 071-3640-376. How do you have fun in your marriage?
Come back home.
You're still tuned in to Impact 103. That was music from Joel Barnes with Come Back Home. We continue our discussion. Well, getting close to wrapping up the conversation, speaking about marriage, more specifically fun in marriage. So we've spoken about side-to-side fun that men lean towards and ladies leading to face-to-face fun. But you've mentioned that there's a third type of fun that you want to talk about.
Yes, the third type of fun, belly-to-belly fun.
Uh-huh. And you're how excited AJ is about belly-to-belly.
Yeah. And I think it's such an integral part of marriage.
Yes.
And it's something beautiful God created. But I think every now and then we can confuse certain elements of that. And I think for men, for instance, I mean, it's a very broad topic. So we're going to focus on one or two things that might help us just in our belly to belly fun or the pursuit thereof. So the one thing is, like, men confuse this so many times, is that sex isn't intimacy, but it flows out of intimacy.
Mm.
And that is so important for us to understand. Look, you cannot be a angry, difficult husband the whole time and expect, listen, when you snap your fingers, she must be ready to go, and it's that time. It flows from intimacy. And if your pursuit is intimacy with your wife, it doesn't start there. It starts with the face-to-face time. It starts with the side-to-side fun. It starts with that relationship and that kind of intimacy, and sex will flow from that. Look, we as men, we're easy. We just need a place, okay?
That's so true.
Yeah, we need a place, but here's the catch, is women need an atmosphere.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's for us, it's so important to fulfill that need as well. If we're in a marriage where we want to give and we want to create an environment where our spouses can flourish, that's an important mindset for us men to make and to say, listen, I'm not going to seek intimacy in the bedroom, but I'm gonna seek it from, like, the way I greet her. It starts in the kitchen, in the morning.
Yes. And a nice cup of coffee, man.
Yes. and create an environment where it can flow out of intimacy, and then the place and the atmosphere will come.
I think there's a certain generation of women that we grew up that it's forbidden talk. We're not allowed to talk about it. We're not allowed to think about it. We're not allowed to mention it. And then you get married and all of a sudden you have to give it. And you have to be part of this relationship with intimacy where it's a vital, crucial part of a relationship. But for women, it's this stigma inside of their heads. And women always deal with their own insecurities, body insecurities, trying to connect with yourself and in a marriage. So I think it's so important what AJ says about the intimacy, and that it's an atmosphere that's created, an atmosphere of intimacy. And to really know that it flows out of that atmosphere. But then I think us as ladies, it's really important to challenge ourselves and to say that my husband, and it's my husband, and I want to make him feel like a man walking on water. I want to tell him in the morning that he's King Kong. I want him to know that he's a gift in my life. Mm. In the beginning, we said marriage is not a problem to solve. It's adventure to live. And part of the adventure is mind, body, and soul. Body. It's part of our bodies. Our bodies is created to enjoy in a marriage, to be part, to be one in a marriage. So I think it's really important for us as women to say that I'm gonna use this intimacy. I'm gonna use my love languages to tell my husband that he's part of this intimate process and part of my intimate journey, and allow him to be in my personal space. I just love languages as words of affirmation. So I can easily just tell him how amazing he is and how fantastic he is. And I can just see him go from strength to strength in everything he does. And I think it's important to what we speak of our husbands' lives is really a part of buying intimacy into their lives to make them feel safe and to make them feel that we want them there and that they are not just there and they are not harassing us. Because many times when we know it's Thursday night, we already develop a headache in the morning. And to not make your husband feel that way.
Yes, and for us men as well, Sinead touched upon an important subject, just the way we speak. I think, look, you can't expect if you make certain comments about your wife's body, that tonight she's going to be, listen, okay, here's that body that you made a comment about, and or you make, when you talk, you make sex cheap or what have you. It all creates an environment where it's not conducive for that moment and stuff. So especially for us as men, that we just watch how we talk about sex and how we talk to our wives and their bodies, etc. Because that can easily get to a place.
Belly to belly fun can be the most enjoyable part of marriage, but if it's misunderstood or misused, it can be a terrible part of marriage. And I think God created it to be fantastic.
Yeah, and to enjoy each other. I think that's. I mean, when when God created marriage, I think it was something to be enjoyed. Mm. And when he talks about a life and a life in abundance and a joy, I think if you're married and that part of your life is just as much something that you can enjoy and not just something that you endure.
Yeah.
Mm. And if not we can get to a place, we will always be friends and we will always do life together and not just live together.
A couple that plays together stays together.
Mm, love it. Absolutely love it, guys. It's been so great to have you again this week, as per usual. And we do it again next week, Tuesday.
Thank you, Jose. It's always amazing.
Loving it.
Marriage is something to be enjoyed, not something to be endured. Be sure to catch us next week, Tuesday, same time, right here on Impact 103, talking all things marriage. From us, it's good night.